Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Well, one of our Tolos would be really happy if he were the one doing all of the firing, Diesel, because it was a weekend of firing, and that has even continued within the last hour. A NFL head coach has been fired. That's right. Titans have parted way with Brian Callahan. But the weekend of firing began not with Dewey, but with Lonnie Teasley, the offensive line coach for South Carolina, being fired early yesterday morning. We also yesterday, Diesel, got the news that my beloved James Franklin had been fired. That happened yesterday as well. So the weekend of firings, who knows? It may continue. I didn't think it was going to continue into Monday afternoon, but it did with Brian Callahan. We've seen some firings, and we're going to talk about it. Welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. An absolute jam-packed show. We're going to talk Carolina Panthers and my Cowboys, I promise. Even though I begged Diesel not to. I mean, I send you? $100?
Yeah, gave me $100. I said, that's not enough, man. It doesn't cover a bill.
I mean, I need $200, whatever we have to do to not talk about it. But we're going to talk about it.
I'll avoid it for about $250.
That's right. Also, Hugh Freeze, Kirby Smart, Slimy Kirby, Grayson Mann, TigerNet.com. We have Overreaction Monday at 5 o'clock. I'm going to fire somebody else in Overreaction Monday. A little audio for you. Ranking the current available football jobs, a big, big show. And we want to hear from you at 844-326-3663.
Well, you mentioned Lonnie Teasley and you mentioned James Franklin, but they weren't the only two that lost their jobs this weekend, Cole. There's more.
Yeah.
There's more firings.
Trent mentioned Brian Callahan.
Yeah, Trent Bray from Oregon State got fired.
That's right.
They fired Trent Dilfer down at UAB. And Bill Belichick, staying around. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. It was just one of those wild, wacky weekends where you have some firings. And Diesel, I don't know that you get it every single year, but throughout the course of a decade, I think you get this. I think you get this every few years in just in terms of a random weekend in October, right? And I saw this tweet yesterday, Diesel, to kind of open up this conversation about the firings this weekend. And I thought this one tweet summed up things pretty well because – look, in August, you, Diesel, I, everybody else had expectations. But Chris Lowe tweeted this out yesterday, and I thought I wanted to bring it to the air. Imagine somebody telling you in August that Indiana might be the best team in the country, Florida State would beat Bama by two touchdowns and then start 0-3 in ACC play. Mike Gundy would be fired three games into the season. Bobby Petrino would be coaching the Hogs again. And Texas, Penn State, and Clemson would all fall out of the polls at one point. Welcome to college football. And where do we start? We've got to start with James Franklin, right? We'll get to Lonnie Teasley because that is big news here locally. But Diesel, we've joked about it. I've kind of joked about it over the course of, what, a year and a half, going on 2 years we've been doing this show together, about Penn State's inability to win the big games. And while we joked about it, that joke has now become reality.
Well, you know, I defended James Franklin because of his ability to win all of the games that you're supposed to win. You know, he had, what, 35 wins over the last three seasons. But when you start losing to Northwestern, that's when people, anybody who defended you, they're out of excuses.
Yeah, you're done.
You're done. It's like, without pulling up his record off the top of my head, it was god awful.
He was
against top 10 teams.
He was 4-21.
Yeah, awful. And you can defend that by saying, okay, well, I mean, theoretically, in 25 games, he should have won 12.5 and lost 12.5, right? If he was somewhere in that range, if he had won 10 of those games, he's safe, right? There's enough good feeling of beating top 10 ranked Ohio States and Oregon's of the world. But when you have such a negative opinion amongst your fan base and they hate you to that point, that's when you just – everybody's just like gathering that cash together. You know, you're just pulling a little bit from this IRA and you're pulling out of that savings account. You say, hey, guess what? You call up Penn State and they're like, hey, I got $500,000 to add to the pot. If you want to fire James Franklin today, I will add that money today.
Chris Arnett on the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line says, I wish someone would fire me for $40 million plus. I could suck at my job royally. And we've joked about it. I mean, like, it's so hard. And again, Gamecock fans, will get to the news with Lonnie Teasley in a few minutes, Diesel, but it's so hard to feel bad for James Franklin. How do you feel bad for that guy? I mean, who said it best? Was it Ed Orgeron?
Coach O.
Which door do you want me to leave
from? Which door do you want me to leave out of, brother?
I mean, he's right. Diesel, for $40-plus million.
Fire me twice for $40 million.
I'd be ecstatic to hear that I was fired, right?
Because you know full well, James Franklin's going to get another job like that, right? He's got a reputation for himself. He's going to get a big-time job. Maybe he goes and he's a coordinator on somebody's staff somewhere for like a year, and then bam, the next head coaching job at a major university is going to come open. I mean, theoretically here, Cole, would you just do the swap if you're Nebraska? Like, a lot of people are throwing Matt Rule's name out there for that Penn State job because Matt Rule is a Penn State alum. Are you telling me that Nebraska wouldn't love to have what Penn State has had under James Franklin?
No, they would.
You telling me they wouldn't use that springboard that Matt Rule has given them and say, hey, James, come on in. We're going to pay you just a little bit less than what you were making over at Penn State, but you're still going to get a Brinks truck to carry your paycheck home every single week. We're going to pay you a lot of money to come down here to Nebraska and give us what you gave Penn State. You lose a couple of power games against big-time opponents.
No big deal.
No big deal down here, you know, but occasionally you're going to pop one, and we're going to feel just fine about that.
I just wonder if Nebraska would want – I mean, excuse me, if James Franklin Diesel would want to go to Nebraska. Now, if it were the only option, maybe so. But it's funny.
He's been at Vanderbilt.
He has. So, it's funny you bring that up with a swap, though. I do believe, from things I've heard, Diesel, and to your point about Matt Rule being an alum, Matt Rule also very close with the athletic director at Penn State. I believe right now, today, that Matt Rule will be the next head coach at Penn State. Now, there are other names out there.
I feel
we'll
for
talk
Dan
about
B
it.
If that's the case. They just got themselves a quality head coach, and he is gone like that.
I just heard a report, Diesel, and I don't know if there's any legs to it. I heard a report last night that basically the guy said, look, don't be surprised. And I don't know if they're going to drag it out to the end of the season or if they'll do it whenever, you know, when the timing will be. But the guy said, basically, long story short, Diesel, don't be surprised if Penn State makes quick work of this once the season's over and it's Matt Rhule's job. Again, there are other candidates out there. We'll talk about Kurt Cignetti and the other guys that, you know, Matt Campbell might be up there for that job. I don't know, but I think right now Matt Rhule is the leader in the clubhouse. But it's hard to feel bad for that guy. Now, James Franklin, to your point, is a heck of a coach. He may take a year off. He may just say, hey, what's the – Ed Orgeron's done it. You know, Jimbo Fisher's done it. What's the point in coaching next year? Make sure – why don't you make sure you find the right fit?
The taste in a lot of football fans' mouth with James Franklin is really bitter right now.
Yeah, as it should be.
But give him a year out of the game. Put him on television for a year.
Right.
He's good behind a mic. Put him on TV for a year. Find an elite Power 4 program that's not winning a year from now, whoever that may be. Maybe it's Florida State. Maybe it's Virginia Tech. Maybe it's whoever, right?
And now, you know,
they need somebody, and they start thinking back and be like, you know what? Like, yeah, he wasn't particularly great in the big games, but he got him to the playoff.
Playoff? I just wonder, Diesel, that Penn State, Virginia Tech flavor, because
there's
right.
Some similarities.
And Brent Pry was James Franklin's defensive coordinator, right? So maybe Virginia Tech doesn't really want to go through the Penn State experiment again. I don't know. I'm not saying they wouldn't hire him. I think I'm right on that. But
you got the master who taught Brent Pry everything he knows.
True.
But Brent Pry couldn't execute it.
By the way, he was 4-21 against AP Top 10. He was 1-10 against Ohio State, 3-7 versus Michigan, 2-21 versus top 5 teams, and his record versus top 25 teams, Diesel, was 15-31.
Here's how that works out, though. If he were to take the Virginia Tech job, good news in the ACC, you're not playing that many top 10 teams. So it really doesn't matter. And your record against top 10 teams is irrelevant in the ACC because they barely have any top 10 teams ever.
And you know what? The Big Ten's top heavy. So he was playing, like you brought up that record earlier, the amount of wins he had in the past 3 years or whatever. So he was playing a lot of gimmies, but he also, here's the stat that stands out to you. Diesel, he was 1-18 against top 10 Big Ten teams in conference games. Think
Ouch.
About that.
Yeah.
In conference.
That's awful.
That is terrible.
Putrid.
1-18. So did James Franklin deserve to be canned? Was it bad? Was it awful timing with his quarterback? The news that, in case you missed it, Diesel, Drew Aller done for the season. Like, again, a couple of months ago, we were talking about Drew Aller and Penn State, you know, right there in the top of the conversation for Heisman, national champions. We had that conversation. So now, what do you do if you're Penn State? The season's a wash. Drew Aller's done. You got this interim guy who basically their goal is just to get you to the end of the season without burning the stadium down, right?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream.
Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Boston Bryce Young, and if he makes this, Fitzgerald makes this kick, it's the best decision of his coaching career so far here in Carolina. Fitzgerald for the win. It is good. The Panthers upset the Cowboys for one of Dave Canales' biggest wins as the headband for the Panthers.
Fantastic football game if you're a Carolina. If you're in Carolina, I was going to ask how you feel about it, Cole.
No.
But that's pretty obvious. Man, what a day for the Carolina Panthers. It wasn't a perfect ball game, but it was pretty close. And I said that on Friday's show, that the Carolina Panthers were going to have to play basically a perfect football game to have a chance to beat the Carolina Panthers. Rico Dowdle absolutely blew his former team out of the water with his performance, Cole. Man, a huge, huge shout-out to the way Rico Dowdle played that football game, and he backed up his smack talk over the week. What did he tell him to do? Buckle up. And then afterwards, in the post-game press conference, he answered this question.
They weren't buckled up.
I was so let me tell you, I had just quit videoing him right before he was asked that question. Man. And when he answered that, I just laughed. As a Cowboys fan, like, I hate it, but it's funny. And by the way, my buddy Charles texted me, shout out to Rico. You know, he is a native of Gaffney, just up the road. He was born in Gaffney, moved his ninth grade year to a school up in North Carolina. But a guy from the area, he said he had a lot of family, Diesel postgame. So, while, yeah, it sucked to watch, you do have to be, like, happy for that guy. That was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, it's and look, I know that it hurts you as a Cowboys fan and I'll be sitting below 500, but Dak Prescott still had himself a huge game, and that loss is not on Dak Prescott. He threw for 261 and three touchdowns. He was amazing yesterday. It's not on Dak. It is on that defense. Ugh. And, oh, my God, does it not show just how far Jerry Jones has let this Cowboys defense fall off. Sure, there are still some names on the defensive side of the ball. There's still some players over there, but there's not enough of them. Trayvon Diggs cannot do it by himself, and it is glaringly apparent that over the next season or two in the draft and in the acquisitions, maybe leading up to this year's maybe leading up to the trade deadline or next year's trade deadline, they have got to spend money on defense. They will not make the playoffs this year if they can't spend any money on defense.
No, they're making the playoffs conversation might be over with after yesterday. Mm-hmm. And you talk about now 2-3-1. And don't forget, they also have those two picks from the Micah Parsons trade they might can use towards some defense as well, which I don't know, do you do that now or later? Because, again, you're 2-3-1. You have a really good Commanders team coming to town next week. If you lose that, you're 2-4-1, and your season's pretty much done. So, ultimately, yesterday absolutely sucked for me. It was fun and cool being there, covering the team and talking to Bryce Young and Dak Prescott after the game and everything, Diesel. But the reality is, as a diehard Cowboys fan, I've had a laundry list of heartbreaking losses, most of them in the postseason. There are a few in the regular season that have hurt really bad. Yesterday's was up towards the top of that list. It was tough yesterday because Carolina, to your point, had a really good game plan. I thought they came into the game with an excellent plan of we're going to run the ball and we're not going to let them run the ball. Sure. Look at the difference. Javonte Williams of Dallas, Diesel, 13 carries for 29 yards. It was non-existent.
That's not good.
No.
That's not good.
And Rico Dowdle, to somebody's point on the stream, Chuba Hubbard better go ahead and pack his bags because Rico Dowdle's the better running back.
Chuba's RB2 the day he comes back.
Oh, my God.
It's,
he better
it's
be.
It's over. It's
he
over. Be. Rico Dowdle is your RB1, 30 carries.
Yeah.
183, average 6. I mean, and it was first down, 7-yard pop, 7-yard pop, 7-yard pop all game long. That is the first down push this Carolina Panthers team needs to be successful.
Yeah.
Has to have it.
We talked about it Friday. I just felt like Dallas's defense at some point would get better. They haven't. And here's a crazy statistic for you on this Monday. From ESPN Research, Diesel, since starts were first tracked in 1950, that's a long time, by the way, Dak Prescott is the first quarterback to have 11 or more passing touchdowns / rushing touchdown, 0 turnover, and a non-winning record over a 3-start span. Again, think about that. The only quarterback in history to have those numbers in a 3-game stretch and a losing record, that defense is all-time bad. Now, the Carolina Panthers deserve credit. They do deserve credit. But you watched the game yesterday, Diesel, as I did and other Tolos did as well. What I hated most is how wide butt open, I'm going to use that word instead, that those Panthers receivers were.
The word he won't say is ass.
Diesel, they were open, and there wasn't anybody around them. I mean, right. They were wide.
Well, here's the thing.
Open.
Even when they weren't open, and I'm thinking about that very specific, what is it, the fourth down play in the fourth quarter where Bryce Young slipped it between two crossing Dallas defenders and got it into Hunter Renfrow's hands.
That was a good
play. It was incredible. That was his only reception on the day.
That was a third down, right?
Yeah.
Third down, fourth down, something like that.
It was
that.
His only reception on the day, and he came up big when it really mattered.
He did, and that was pretty much the ball game there. I knew when Carolina got the ball back, the guys I was sitting with in the press box, I looked at them and said, it's over, because they couldn't be – Dallas' defense couldn't stop them all night. You knew that if they had the ball at the last second, they were going to go down there and kick a field goal. Dallas's last offensive possession, though, Diesel – two screens in a row that got blew up. You remember that? They threw it a quick screen to the outside, quick screen to the outside. Both got blew up, and it was like, what are we doing here? So you do feel for Dak Prescott because the guy is like absolutely playing at an MVP elite caliber level like we've seen him do before. But that defense, I here's what I don't know. Going back to the last segment, Diesel, about coaches getting fired. How does Matt Eberflus still have a job? I mean, seriously. You just saw the Tennessee Titans fire their head coach today. How does Matt Eberflus have a job? Bad on Jerry Jones. Bad on Brian Schottenheimer, for allowing this guy. And again, I'm not being funny. This guy needs to be gone. This defense, I mean, you watched it. It's god-awful. I don't know how. What do you expect to do all year with that defense?
Well, what do you expect Matt Eberflus to do with the personnel that he's been given?
Change the scheme. Get out of what. Here's what's evident after yesterday. The scheme that Matt Eberflus is running doesn't fit the personnel, period. Find a new scheme, change scheme, do something. Because here's the deal, Diesel. We talk about this all the time in sports, especially on the offensive side of the football. Coaches, a lot of coaches, go into situations with the attitude of, well, this is my scheme and this is how I'm going to run it. Instead of, I'm going to run a scheme that fits the players and the personnel that I have on the football team. Matt Eberflus is running his scheme with the wrong guys. How about adapting to the players that you have? I know you don't have a fantastic group of defensive players, but you've got some dudes.
Yeah.
And come on.
Even when Matt Eberflus was, you know, last year the head coach in Chicago, his defenses were giving up a ton of points. A ton of points. It wasn't every week. Some weeks they would play pretty good and give up 18 points, 10 points, 16 points. And then some weeks they were giving up 30. They were giving up 25, 30, 20, 29, 34. I mean, they were getting blown out by offenses with a pulse under Matt Eberflus. He is not a shutdown type of defensive coach. Is not.
No, he's not. He's not a good coach. That's the reality of it. He's just not a good coach.
But you bring that guy in hoping that, all right, you take the responsibility of being a head coach off of his plate, and now he can let his skill set really shine.
And by the way, shout out to Tet McMillan going into yesterday's game, Diesel, looking for his first career touchdown. Not only did he get one, he got two yesterday.
What's crazy is he still wasn't even the leading receiver on the team.
No.
Rico Dowdle was the leading receiver on the team.
Rico had a touchdown receiving, but not rushing, right?
Tet was number four. That's correct. He had a receiving touchdown, not a rushing touchdown. He had Rico had 56 receiving, Tommy Tremble 39, Jimmy Horn Jr. 36, Tet McMillan, you got on the list of 29 receiving yards for him.
I will say, you know, there are a lot of NFL venues and stadiums across the country, Diesel, that are elite. I mean, they're just great crowd, great tailgating. Charlotte, I think the Panthers, even in a bad year, average year, I think the Panthers' game day environment is a very underrated environment.
Well, they got to stop selling their tickets to opposing fans because when Carolina was driving, it was loud against
them. And I say that having watched Dallas come to town. If I watch Buffalo next week, it might be the same thing. So it was a great environment because of so many Dallas fans there. I think the Panther fans need to do a lot better job of, to your point, showing up because you're right. It was like it felt like 50-50.
Well, now they got a reason not to sell their tickets on StubHub.
Yeah.
You know, you know those Dallas fans are going to come in and they're going to pay whatever it takes to go see their Dallas Cowboys play. Now you Carolina Panthers fans, stop selling those tickets. Rick and Greer, who said he's had a PSL since the Carolina Panthers were playing down in Clemson. Stop selling your tickets, Rick.
You got to go. Look, it was a great atmosphere. Like, the rain held off. It drizzled a little bit, but it wasn't anything bad. I mean, the tailgating scene yesterday was just phenomenal. And look, those are two fan bases. One hadn't won in, 28, 29 years. One hadn't won in a little bit longer than that or a little bit shorter than that, Diesel. And so both fan bases yesterday, like, it's a fun, like, Carolina-Dallas going to one of those games in Charlotte's fun because Carolina Panther fans hate those Dallas Cowboy fans. Hate them. And Dallas fans, they look down on Panther fans like they're just some little small NFL organization. But, man, yesterday it was not fun. It was not fun leaving, seeing the Panthers. It sucked, just to put it like that to you. Yesterday sucked.
So I sat on the couch and watched the first and the fourth quarters. I listened to the second and the third quarters on the play-by-play. I didn't get to see much of Bryce Young. I know he made the plays that he needed to make. When he needed to make him, he wasn't stellar. He was 17 of 25 for 199 yards. I mean, I feel like we have to have this conversation every week when it comes to Bryce Young. Is he doing, from what you saw, is he doing enough to sort of change that narrative about him as a quarterback? Or is it still kind of, all right, this is maybe the upper end. This is Bryce Young's ceiling as a quarterback.
Well, I think
winning games.
I think that opinion's a little bit skewed based off of what we saw yesterday because he was playing the 32-ranked defense in the NFL. So he did look good, though.
It's like saying Clemson is back after playing two awful defenses.
Right. He looked good. He had one bad throw, and it was intercepted in the first half.
Well, that was tipped.
It was tipped.
It was tipped up in the air.
Yeah, and again, I thought he looked good. Does it change my opinion? No, not necessarily, but I think he played good yesterday. Again, he made a few good throws. A few of them were wide open. But I like – and look, Tet McMillan coming on a little bit. Xavier Leggett getting a little bit more involved. Rico Dowdle's to our point. He's got to be RB1 at this point. The defense played good enough. I mean, especially against the run. They were fantastic. But ultimately, it's something for the Panthers to build on because now they're 500, Diesel. And you know who they have this week, don't you? The New York Jets. A very winnable game.
On the road.
A chance to go 4-3. Winning record. You hadn't had a 500 record, Diesel, in four seasons.
The Jets 0-6, obviously winless at home and on the road.
Yeah, they suck.
You cannot let the New York Jets throw a wet blanket over this feeling that you have right now.
That'd be bad.
You cannot let that happen because not only is that a loss, it would be a loss to a god-awful team.
And it's a Jets team that Dallas just beat last week by like 20, 30-something points.
Right.
The Jets yesterday had negative 10 yards passing in their football game. Negative 10 yards passing.
How is that possible?
I don't know. But it's a bad Jets team. Carolina's only favored by a point and a half. We'll see. Daily Wire's coming up. We have a problem, and I don't know what to do about this problem. Maybe Artolos can help. Do you smell what I smell? No? No. You and I enter the building through a door, the same door every day, and there were a million, for whatever reason, a million little small bugs, like, surrounding the door. I had to go through them and close my ears and mouth and eyes. You saw them, right?
I did see them.
Okay, one was on me a minute ago. I found it.
Yep.
And now the entire this side smells like the stink bugs. It's awful. You don't smell that?
No.
It's terrible.
I have a dog, though, with stinky smells, so I don't really
But you know how those stink bugs smell,
yeah.
The odor?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's bad.
Did you shower this morning?
I did. I think. But I just found one of those freaking bugs on me, and they were, like, surrounding. So we need a pest control Tolo to come out and take care of that, right? I mean, is that what we're doing right now?
Hey, we can hook it up with a salesperson.
Yeah,
Get you on the books.
Get rid of these freaking bugs, man. I mean, now the whole studio smells like a stink bug, and that's not what you want on a Monday. But what you do want is a little headline segment. We call them our Daily Wires. That's next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Every single day on this show, we do a segment where we catch you up on what's happening in the sports world. We call it our Daily Wires. And Diesel, the worst of the day. I hate to tell you, hate to report this. I saw this as soon as I woke up this morning in our inbox, and it stinks. But It happened. South Carolina women's basketball senior star Chloe Kitts has been diagnosed with a torn ACL in her right knee that requires surgery, and she will be out the entire 2025-2026 season. She's expected to have surgery this week. Dawn Staley said, "We hate this for Chloe, who has worked incredibly hard to become the best version of herself on the court this season. Her teammates are capable of stepping up, and I know that her competitive fire and tenacity will be felt from the sideline as she pours what she can into them to ensure our team's success." Just awful news.
Terrible. Begs the question, will she, if she even has a redshirt available, will she stick around for another year, get a year of tape before going off to the WNBA, or just head off to the WNBA?
You're talking about one of the best players in the country. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just like you, South Carolina wasn't, they were really good last year. They weren't what they usually are. And you're thinking this year, man, Chloe Kitts coming back. They've got a chance. I know, you know, you had a transfer, but still, like, this is devastating. Hate it for her. It was announced over the weekend, in case you missed it, that Shane Beamer has fired offensive line coach Lonnie Teasley. We talked about that in the first segment, Diesel. Also, less than an hour after James Franklin was fired, four-star recruit of 2027, Kamon Spell, the number one running back, decommitted from the Nittany Lions, as well as two other commits that announced they were decommitting, in Leighton Van Brant and Gabriel Jenkins. Not good.
No, he committed to the coach, not to the program.
Speaking of firings, Oregon State, one of the country's worst football teams this season, has fired head coach Trent Bray after an 0-7 start. They lost to Wake Forest Saturday, Diesel, 39-14.
I guess that flying across the country narrative is debunked now.
Yeah. UAB fired Trent Dilfer following a 53-33 road loss at Florida Atlantic. UAB now 2-4 overall, 0-3 in the American. Firings happening everywhere, except in Chapel Hill. As reported by Pete Thamel, Bill Belichick told reporters at his press conference today that any reports of him looking for an exit are categorically false.
Bro, you had your out. Take it. Take it. Don't let your pride keep you in Chapel Hill longer than you need to be.
You got to love it. The AP Top 25's out. We'll get to that in the next couple of segments, Diesel. Clemson did not receive any votes in the Week 8 AP poll, but they did receive 6 votes in the coaches' poll.
Clawing that way back, my friend.
We'll see. Colorado drew a $50,000 fine from the Big 12 after fans chanted derogatory phrases at BYU fans September 27th, now facing another for fans rushing the field after beating ranked Iowa State. After the game, Deion Sanders said, "Is it a fine? Come on, man, that ain't right. I want to see the kids rush the field. I absolutely love it."
Yeah, well, now they're definitely going to do it.
Now, yeah, thanks, Deion.
Does that mean Deion now needs to pay the fines?
Good idea.
If the head coach says, "I want to see it, I love seeing it," isn't that going to kind of convince more students to do it?
What a big day yesterday for former Dallas Cowboy and Gaffney native Rico Dowdle. Racked up 183 yards on 30 carries against his former team as the Carolina Panthers defeated the Dallas Cowboys. Bryce Young went 17 of 25 for 199 yards and 3 passing touchdowns.
What was that? You want to speak up a little bit?
I'm so upset. I can't read this to you. I can't do it. I just can't. The Colts backup quarterback. But no, seriously, it was a great day for Bryce Young. Colts backup quarterback Anthony Richardson suffered an orbital fracture, which required hospitalization and stitches during Sunday's warmups, while using elastic bands to stretch. Wow, things just not going right for Richardson at all. Two Monday night football games tonight. 7:15, the 4-1 Bills at 2-2 Falcons. I think that'll be a good game. 8:15, the Bears at the Commanders. We'll see about that. In the MLB postseason, the Mariners lead the Blue Jays 1-0. Game 2 today at 5:03. Dodgers-Brewers game 1 tonight at 8:08. And last one for you, Denny Hamlin secured his 2025 NASCAR Cup Series championship with a win at Las Vegas yesterday, securing his 60th career victory. And those are your Daily Wires.
When we come back, Cole, is there a case to be made by Auburn head coach Hugh Freeze that clearly the referees have it out for him? I mean, we know about the botched call a couple weeks ago against Oklahoma. Well, they did it twice against Auburn in that game on Saturday against Georgia. We'll talk about it, play some dueling audio back and forth between Hugh Freeze and the Georgia Bulldogs head coach Kirby Smart next.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.